today is going to be Bekesha to Parshas HaShavua, and that is Benigeya 2, what it says in Chassidus, Bekama Bekama Bekamis, that the Teva of Noyach was in such a matziv that it was bedoimet to what's going to be La'asad Lavay. La'asad Lavay, it says, Vagor Zevim Keves, that the Behemoth and Chayis are going to live together, they're not going to be mazik each other. And over here you have the pasuk the Aryeh Kabokar Yoichal Teven. I only see part of the pasuk. Aryeh Kabokar Yoichal Teven. A lion will eat hay, like the sheep. So on the teva, what did the lion eat? Well, the lion didn't eat the meat from other animals. They had the exact amount, two from each animal, the seven from the tahiris. So what did the lion eat? He didn't prepare meat for them. So the Aryeh in the teva ate hay. So this is mamish like it's going to be La'asad Lavay. So we'll start from the beginning. We'll start from the Radak. The Radak is from the early Mepharshim over here on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. V'gar Zev and Keves. Got it?
Yeah.
Talk to Radak. V'gar Zev. Yesh Mepharshim ki b'yemois ha-Mashiach, that the pshat of this Pasuk is that when Mashiach comes, Yischalfu tivei ha-chayis va-behemis, the nature of animals and the chayis will change. The Yashuv, and it's going to go back l'mashahoyi b'tchilas habriya, the way it was in the beginning when it was created. U b'teves noyach, and the way the animals were in teves noyach. Ki, so what was the teva of the behemoth l'chatchila when they were created? B'tchilas habriya, in the beginning of creation, ilu hoya oichol ha'aryeh haseh. If you're going to say that the nature right in the beginning was that a lion will eat a lamb, so then hine nishchas habriya, everything would have been destroyed. It would have been right in the beginning. There was a zocha aryeh and a zocha nekeva created. It explains right here. Ma ochal ha'aryeh. So what? So you're going to say as follows: what did the lion eat? Oizulosai mina teirfim, or any other of the animals that are teirfim, that how do you say teirfim in English? Huh? Predators that eat other animals. Oichle basar, that eat basar. Kiim ocha. If you're going to say that it ate basar mishara chayes vabeim, is that it ate the meat from other animals? Hine hayachas ra'ila meisaberia. That min would have became extinct. Why? Ki kulam neildu zachar v'nekeve. When Hashem created them lachatchil, there was a zachar and a nekeve, and lo yaisa, not more. V'leim tino. If you're going to say that right in the beginning they were eating only meat, so then they didn't wait until the Zachar and the Keva had children and more offsprings and there were many animals. There was one Zachar, one Keva, so if the lion ate up the Zachar, that's it. No more sheep. So you can't say that the Teva was right from the beginning that a lion will eat a lamb.
Unless there were other animals that we don't know about.
So Kaneda, he doesn't want to accept such a such a svara b'chlal.
But the Teva also gave birth to the same day.
That they all gave birth on the same day, but b'derech nes.
Saying they could have had kids and then they.
Learned that duck.
Yeah.
Why should you say a nes happened? But again, to the behemis. So we're learning that duck. The Radak is discussing the Teva of the Chayis and Behemoth, Loss of Love, it says, Vagar Zev and Keves. So he says that it must be that Lachatchila, when they were created, the Chayis and Behemoth did not have originally the nature to eat meat from other animals. Because if that would have been the case, then right away, a Seh, for example, would have became extinct because they were born, they were created, the Zachar and the Keva. So if the lion came and ate the Zachar or the Keva, there would be nothing left. So it has to be. So what's Dr. Ella Bavad? They were middle of the paragraph.
They were put in the scenarios.
And so what did they eat though?
originally, sure they ate grass.
Oh.
They could even eat grass today.
Correct.
I'm saying it's not. I think.
But it's not their nature though.
Oh, okay.
The nature of a lion is to go run after another animal to eat. Ella Bavad, most definitely, Ochlu Esav Asode. They ate the grass from the field. Until eventually, there was many animals laying around that they had enough from what to eat, and then their nature came out, or this new nature developed that they started eating from the other animals. From that point and onward, their nature was lechal basa, to eat meat. When they were created, they ate grass. Okay? This is the characteristics parasha. The same was also in the teva. So ilu achlu hatoyfim hanitrofim. If you're going to say that the lions ate the lamb or whatever, all the other predators, the animals ate meat, so then hini chasra oisa hanitrofes min oilam. So then that animal that was eaten up would have been missing, entered into the teva and would have not came out. Kishnayim shnayim nichnasu v'lo yoiser. The Taman animals entered into the teva only two, a zachar and a keva. Elam kein noimar, unless you'll say kishiva shiva sheichnis min atahira, that the seven that were brought into the teva from the kosher animals hayilatzeirich atayfim was hakav for this purpose for the adder, for the lion and the wolf and the other animals to have enough meat to eat. But even that would be a big deichik for the whole time period. It wasn't that they were in the teva for over a year, huh? Right, that's the reason why it was shiva from each min for the karbanas that Noach brought later, not for this reason. And would it be enough? Would it be enough meat for the whole year? He's saying it was elam kein noima, but he's obviously trying to make the point here that it's impossible that in the teva, the animals, the lions included, and all the other teraphim ate hay and whatever other food Noach prepared. So this is one pshat in the pasuk v'gar zevim keves. The yesh mefarshim, the other mefarshim that say he calls a moshel, that this whole pasuk here is a moshel. The Rambam, Kiyudua, says this. Could even be is it now today's Rambam learning Hilchas Tshuva, similar in Yonim, but the Rambam says that this whole thing here is a moshel. Ki hazev va'nemer va'doy va'arye, the wolf, the leopard, the bear, and the lion. Hey, Marshal. It's all my Marshal. The Rishayim, Aishkin, the Geislam, to the Rishayim that steal. Shame, Shehem, the Chaloshim. So these Rishayim, for weak people, come Achayis, Atefim, Lenitrofim. Like the animals, the predators that run after the other weak animals. Va Keves, Va Pore, Va Egel, Va Gdi, the lad, the sheps, the sheep, the cow, and the calf, and the goat. He moshel la anvei oretz to the ones that are poor in the world, and then there are the or la anvei maybe means anovim, the humble ones that the rishayim hurt them, bother them, make them problems. So Amar and the pasuk is saying ki b'maisa mashiach yeshalim ba'oretz, there'll be peace in the land, v'lo yereyu ishes chaveiroi, and even the people won't hurt each other. The rishayim will not anymore cause any problems for the tzaddikim. That's Yesh Mefarshim. So it's not Pash Tepshad. It doesn't refer to animals in the literal sense. So the Radak doesn't agree to the second Pshat. V'lo yitochen ze apirish. This second Pshat, he says, no, this can't be the correct Pshat. L'fisha Omar, lo yareyu, v'lo yashchisu b'chol ha'kotchi. Chol ha'kotchi means my holy mountain. What does that refer to? It refers to the holy mountain where the Beis HaMikdash is. Or maybe it refers to, soon we'll see, Pshat that he says, it refers to the whole Eretz Yisrael, which is in a higher place. But it definitely doesn't refer to the entire world. It says specifically Har Kochi, Holy Mountain.
About what?
Huh?
What was it referring to?
Here, Behemshech, in the continuation of the Pasuk over here, it's named Gashmis Unruchnias.
How's this zusammen?
Yeah. Here, this is Pasuk Zayin, Ches, Tes. Took him later, it says clearly that this whole Nevuah here is going to take place, B'chol HaKotchi. Okay, so therefore he says, B'mayis HaMashiach, B'chol HaYom Yisholem. The whole world will be peace. See, if you're going to say the whole thing is just a mashal for the peace that's going to be when Mashiach comes, so then why does it say that this peace is only going to be B'chol HaKotchi? This peace should be in the entire world, not just B'chol HaKotchi. Okay? So therefore he doesn't accept this pshat. We're in the middle of learning the Radak. Okay. K'may Shekasov, as it says, V'kititu charboisam li'itim v'chanisoiseyem li'mizmorois Mashiach comes, the swords will be plowshares, and everything will be just into tool, be used for tools for constructive purpose. No war anymore. There'll be only peace for all nations. We're holding over here, if you could take a look where I'm pointing. He's talking about the pasuk v'gar zev and keves, that when Mashiach comes, the wolf will lie with the lamb. Okay, so v'hanochayin, the Radak says that the correct shot is as follows.
Also
doesn't 100% agree with the first shot, right? Why dafka b'chol harkachi? Correct. If you're going to say that Mashiach comes in nature of all beim sachayis will change, go back the way it was in the beginning, it also shouldn't be limited just to b'chol harkachi. Correct. Hanochayin, therefore, it says the correct shot is ki teva achayis loytes chalif. The nature of the animals will not change. V'yitrefu v'yoychlu basar k'moyshei maysemata. They'll eat meat the way they are today, eating today. Elo hiftiach es Yisrael. However, this nevuah here is promising Eden that shachayis harois lo yaziku b'chol eretz Yisrael. That in Eretz Yisrael, the wild animals will not harm anybody. It's a specific nevuah for the way the animals are going to conduct themselves in Eretz Yisrael. Zeu shenema lo yarevi lo yashchisu b'chol harkotchi. So the harkotchi refers to Eretz Yisrael. And Vatam, the reason why the animals won't harm anybody in Eretz Yisrael, Kimala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, that's a continuation of the pasuk. It says later that the Ha'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. So therefore, Kivin Shehein Toivim, since Yidden will be good, V'shomer Derech Hashem, they're going to be keeping Hashem's ways. Le'tishlet Be'em Chayera, so Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, no Chayera, will have any rulership over Yidden, and they'll be safe together with lions and wolves and all the wild animals, will be safe amongst them. And these wild animals will not have any shlita, not over the Yidden themselves, not only any of their over any of their animals, because the level that the Yidden will be on in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so according to the Radak's pshat, this is specifically b'negeit Eretz Yisrael. That Hashem says, I will get rid of all wild animals in the land, specifically in the land, in Eretz Yisrael. But that nevuah,
in
Parshas B'chokaisai. But the Vishbati is going to be in the sky when Mashiach comes. I don't think it was in the sky when Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael the first time. So the nevuah is only going to be in the sky when Mashiach comes, is bracha. There's a sikh in Chelik Zion about it. I think it says maybe in a medrash somewhere that it goes on Losad Love. Even if there'll be wild animals coming from other places, they'll just be passing through Eretz Yisrael, lo yaziku. They won't harm a yid, they won't harm even any of your possessions. That's the Radak's pshat. So, the main reason why I was learning this Radak is because of what he says in the middle, the first pshat that he brings, that in the Teva of Noyach, the animals had a nature that they were eating hay, they were eating whatever food Noach fed them. They weren't eating the regular meat that they would eat when they would attack another animal. So that's the first pshat that the Radak brought when he gets to the table. Let's turn over the page now to Maim of the Alter Rebbe.
It's very interesting because it says, I know you
one time. So the Rebbe in the Sikha asked me,
just hay, what's the big deal?
His hay, but at least his hay, he wanted to have in time. So the Rebbe here in the Sikha, the Chelik Chafei, page 29, page 29, the Rebbe says that, I'll read you over here, the Lashon Rebbe says in the Sikha, es ist schwer zu sagen, als meken al piteva einsamen, chayes terfes, and al mokim modern mugbol, b'yeise b'meshach ha-ganzi yod. How can you keep animals controlled and contained for a full year, even though it says in today's Chumash that we made kinim tasalateva, there were madurim, there were different places where each animal was in their room or in their cage. But the Rebbe says for a full year, it's very difficult to say that they were contained. When the rivers only treffen fallen as a chayros a mazik zayn kaitzav zets, tremendous chiddush. Oh, it was all a mess. So the Rebbe says in the Ha'ore, v'niska rak mu'ura achas. It was one incident. The Ari Hikishoi. that the lion bit or hurt Noach. And the Rebbe says even that Rashi only brings us a second shot from a medrash, and it's not only one incident happened. Then the Rebbe is mitzayin to a very interesting Ramban in this week's Parsha, where the Ramban points out a very simple thing.
But isn't it true that people didn't need to meet till after the novel? So it's going to be the same
people
thing.
People didn't
need to meet till after the novel. So maybe the same thing that applied to people applied to animals also.
Interesting. The Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, he speaks about this. Of course I did.
No,
it was a mess. So let me read you what it says here in the Ramban. Did I get the right Mara Markem? Just a second. The Rebbe is assigned to this Ramban. It's Vav Yutes. Okay. So the Ramban over here says, I couldn't make a copy of everything. There's too many things to make a copy of. Ramban says, I'm just going to read you a few words. The Lashon of the Ramban is beautiful. Yadua ki achayis rabis moed. Many animals. Umehen gedoilis moed. Huge animals. Kepilim. Elephants. Kureimim. Or the aim, which is...
You don't have it.
Yeah, I don't know what you think they call it. Some people call it a unicorn or whatever it is. A huge animal. Then the haremes alaretz rav moed. All kinds of insects. Millions of kinds of insects. Gam oif hashemayim. From the birds. Minim rabim. Ein lem mispar. Look, almost like countless amounts of birds. Mosham Rav is saying, meye ve'esrim mine oifes tmeim yesh be'mizrach. Just in a certain place in Mizrach, there's 120 kinds of birds. Minim, and each min includes all kinds of families, whatever. The kulam min ayahim, and from these 120, they all fall under the category of this one min that Torah calls ayah. The life is to hide them, to the life is that atar emispa, no number. So vihine yitzarech lahavi mikulam shi'alidukam oisim, has to bring them all onto the table, so that after the mabul, that each min should continue. The kashetes of kulam lekulam maichol, now you have to get food for all of them. Enough food for a full year. It's impossible that the teva should have space for so many animals, so many birds, so many insects, and so much food. Impossible. Not even if you'd have 10 tevas, the size, 10 times the size of the teva, it's impossible. Avol Ramban says, who ness? Hichzik mu'at the samarubah. Ness. Whole thing. Either Ramban continues, let him make a small teva. If you're making a nest, let him build a small teva, and Abisha will make a nest. That's a tiny teva, will hold all of this. So Ramban gives three answers, or two or three answers here. First of all, the famous answer, Rashi says, Rashem is barach lasaisa gedolik, de sheyiru oisa b'nei doiroi, the people should see him building it, v'yitmuba, v'yisaprole, v'yidabu b'in amabol. They should talk about it and they should have a chance to do tshuva. Then he says, V'oid, another answer, also is the l'mayit b'nes, to minimize the miracle. Ki kein haderech b'chol ha'nisla sheb'teirei b'nevi'im, la'asis ma sheb'yad odom la'asis. A person should do to his ability as much as possible. V'hashar yibidei shemayim. Whatever the person can't complete, Hashem adds the rest.
Hashem told him.
Correct. So Hashem knew what his capacity was. And Hashem told him to make as much as he can build. And the rest Hashem made. Okay, now that Ramban actually bavarans, wait a minute. Maybe the teva was actually much larger than we think it is. The teva was 300 amas. But maybe the amas that we have today is based on the size of people today. But the size of people then was much bigger. Noach was much taller than people today. And the size of Amma maybe then was different. So he says, "Va'al tispat teloima." Don't be convinced to say, and apparently this is the pshat that Evan Ezra says to answer this question, the Hakar Teva fits so many things. Ki ho yishloish meis Amma ba'ami sish Noach. Maybe in by Noach his size was a larger size. V'hoyu gadol, and therefore was bigger. Shem kein, so he says, wait a minute, if that's the case, hoyu gamo anoshim gedolim. So the people going into the table were also bigger. So everything is proportionate. So everything was bigger. So how did they fit in? So then the animals were also bigger animals. So even if you're going to argue that it was bigger ames, but everything was proportionately bigger. And then he says another point. When the Torah gives us a measurement, it's giving us the measurement of Torah, which we know how much an Amah is, six tefachim, whatever it is. So the measurement of an Amah doesn't change. So therefore, the Torah was the size that we know of 300 Amahs, its length, and so on, and it's impossible for all of it to fit in, so it's all a mess. Yep. Okay, so that adds to the point that we just learned here in the Radak, that the building of the Torah was a mess. The coexisting of all the animals in the teva, and then the amount of food, and the fact that they didn't kill each other, and so on, it was all a nes me'ein of la'osad lovay. So here, in this maim of the Alter Rebbe, not enough time to read the whole thing, but we'll read a chelik of the maim of the Alter Rebbe. You have it on the other side of the page, you got it? So on the second paragraph, he says, la'hovin zebe teisus bir. Hine adug mili yemaysa Mashiach. An example for what's going to be when Mashiach comes, happened already in the time of Noach. When he was there in the Teva, all the animals were there with him. The condition in the Teva was coming from a place of Alma Deskasya, a hidden world, world of freedom. Connected to the level of pnimis bina shubchinis meichin de gadlus. That's the kind of conduct that there was in the teva. Bihiyais yadua the bina rechayves anar bina is compared to a river that rushes with a broad and a lot of water that rush down the river. The haina bar chavas ha'stagucholu where there is a deeper and broader understanding connection to Hashem, and that's the kind of connection and revelation that there was in the teva. As soon as all these animals entered into the teva, all these animals lost their regular functionality in the smaller range that they are outside of the teva. And gama mazikim, including all the animals that usually are harming others, ka'arye, a lion, a wolf, a terfim, when they came into the teva, their nature changed. Why does an animal go and harm another animal, hurt another, and so on? Because of the anger that the animal has, it can't tolerate another animal, can't tolerate something else. I take it for the oven, or an animal is very hungry. If he looks at another animal and it's like a daimim to him, he doesn't have the understanding that he's hurting someone else. An animal doesn't have the understanding, the sensitivity to know that he's hurting someone else. On the other hand, someone that has daya, someone that has understanding, he has mercy. When a lion is a predator and he hurts another animal, he doesn't have the regular das, more than just the instinctive understanding that the animal has that he's hungry and he wants to eat, so therefore he can hurt another animal. The source of the chayis of the animal comes from the harsh gvuris that comes from above, and that's what brings about this existence of a lion that could go and then kill another animal. As soon as they entered into the teva, ubo leklal das, and they received this new revelation of understanding in the teva, v'yotzim in a katnos, and they left this katnos that they had before, v'yuchal lizbol hafchoy. So now he has the ability to tolerate another animal that's different than him, v'yesh berachman, and he has mercy. That's what happened when they were in the teva. That's one thing that happened. But the Alter Rebbe doesn't stop there. There's another thing that happened. We still have to understand that there's another additional thing that happened over here. Not only did the animals not attack each other, but the animals, the lion, ate hay. Like a sheep eats hay, the animal ate hay. What caused that the lion should be similar mamish to a sheep eating hay? So the whole nature changed. Not only that it had rachmanis, but the whole nature changed. That it ate hay. Achayin, you know, the oid yisran ma'ilahoy b'yaisen b'teva. Another advantage that happened over here is melvada das. Besides the additional das that the animal got in the teva, v'ubchin is bitul ametzias. In the Teva, everything that existed there was totally bottled in Metzias. The Hainu, Shahoya, Bechol, Hachayev, Abaheime, Chinas Bittul, Bechinas Masha, Bechochma. A Bittul, not only the Das, an additional level of Das, but a Bittul that comes from Chochma, the Ma, totally bottled to Hashem. Ad Shekolechad al Mekoyma Yahweh, everyone was in its place. No jealousy from anything else. To the point that they ate things that was against their nature. The food was hay for the lion. That he had this level of bittul, or it says in the bottom, when you're in the presence of Hashem, such a tremendous presence of Hashem, the lion and the lamb is all the same. They didn't harm each other. Came them kinnah. There's no jealousy. Tachlis ha'achtos, total unity. Mipnishe ikar ha'achtos. Where does the unity come from? Mipchinas ma, from the level of ma. Shema shebechochma mechaba beis hoftim. It brings two opposites together. Mipnishe mizbatlim shneyim. They both have a total bittul. The enam hoftim klal, so they're not opposites, and therefore that's what happened in the Teva, when not only the animals coexisted, but the whole nature changed. They all ate the same food because of this bittul. Yeah. You can read on, you'll see, the Alter Rebbe explains that this is the reason why Dafka, after the Mabel, they had the hetzer to eat basar only after the Mabel. Shabbos Yontif. Yeah.